call you back tonight or in the morning before you have your appointment. I want you to be helpful any way in the world you can. I want to tell you some of the problems attendant to it. And are you familiar with the picture generally?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. What do you have that's interesting?
I understand she doesn't take dictation, which is complicated a little. We do have a job.
I didn't know that.
In the Director General's office, working with the Deputy Director General. But I was just told just a few minutes ago that her dictation really isn't any good. So that means she should really work with a special assistant. If she's as good as everybody says she is, then I'm pretty sure we can come up with something. But, I could put her into the Deputy Director General's office.
What are the duties there?
General Secretary.
What does he do?
He works really on personnel. And it's a very key office in the department. Now, there is one little problem here, which I didn't realize, in that she doesn't take dictation. That probably is not the best one.
No, it wouldn't, but you look around and see, and let me call you tomorrow. Are you getting pressed?
Yes.
Who has talked to you about it?
Mr. Morgan.
Anybody else?
No. He also called Captain. But only for only one. But he
they have a place at the Peace Corps. And it fits in good there. That's what they wanted, but we have some. I'll just have to talk to you very confidentially about this, and I will call you tomorrow.